This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, January 21st. God's word for you today is source. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 1, verse 5. And it says, "This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you, God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all." At the beginning of each year, we press in to discern what God wants, and he is gracious enough to give us instructions for the new year. However, crossing from 2011 into 2012, I said to the Lord, "If you will give your boy just one word that encapsulates the year and what you want to do, what would it be?" And God was gracious enough. In 2012, God's word was and still is establishment. Because God's word is cumulative. God's word for 2013 was and still is favor. God's word for 2014 was and still is bloom. God's word for 2015 was and still is victory. God's word for 2016 was and still is rejoice. God's word for 2017 was and still is freedom. God's word for 2018 was and still is new streams. God's word for 2019 was and still is create. We cannot thank God enough for his word accomplishing his pleasure in us. In 2020, God said to us, "Do not look at the year, look at the decade. If you look at the year alone, you will be discouraged. Focus on the decade because it is a decade of destiny." God's word for 2020 was and still is light. God's word for 2021 was and still is lifting. God's word for 2022 last year was and still is limitless. God's word is alive and powerful. It is a performing word. God's word over our lives will not return to him void in the mighty name of Jesus. In addition to God's word for this year, 2023, I want to encourage you to continue to engage establishment, favor, bloom, victory, rejoice, freedom, new streams, create, light, lifting, and limitless, because they will produce in your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Over the next few weeks, we are going to be engaging God's word to us, light. John 1 verse 4 to 5 says, "In him there was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered it." Different fields relate to light in different ways. Scientists relate to the physical properties of light. The artists relate to the aesthetic properties of light. The photographer relates to the different angles and shades of light. I am a scientist, and scriptures show that God is a scientist of all scientists. The physicist tells us that light is a wave, electromagnetic radiation, and for every radiation there is a source, like an epicenter for earthquakes. For acoustic radiation, that is, sound waves, there is always an epicenter, the source. Light has a source. If you must walk in God's light, you must understand that God's light has a source, and the source is God. The first source of God's light is God's presence. 1 John 1 verse 5 says, "God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all." Moses entered God's presence and became light, such that even the children of Israel could not look at him. If you prioritize God's presence and fellowship with light, you will emanate light yourself. Therefore, you and I need to practice his presence. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That's where I always want to be. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.